Hi everybody, to a rather unconventional Open Science Radio episode with me, Konrad. I am currently at an event run by the Wikimedia Foundation, which is called Wikisite. The aim of this meeting is to, well, help to bring the citation information and bibliographic information into Wikidata, which is another project by the Wikimedia Foundation. I talked with the two organizers of this event, Lydia Pincher and Dario Tarabarelli, and, well, we just want to give a small overview about what's happening here and about the aim of this project. And, well, I have to say the sound quality might not be perfect because we didn't have the perfect setup here and I didn't have all the equipment here. So this is just a very short introduction to the topic and maybe repeat it at some point with more depth. But everybody interested in Wikidata or citations and so on, this is definitely the interview for you. Okay, so let's directly jump into the interview with the two organizers.
All right, so let's start. Lydia, who are you? What are you actually doing here?
Hi, I'm Lydia. I'm the product manager for Wikidata, and I'm here to support a really great initiative.
Okay, Dario, what are you doing actually here?
Hello, I'm Dario. I run research at the Wikimedia Foundation, and I'm one of the co-organizers of this event.
Okay. So what is actually Wikisite? Why are we all here?
All right, so this is the result of several years of efforts that Wikipedians put into figuring out how to better represent citations and source data in our projects. Verifiability is one of the key principles that supports Wikipedia. And until now, basically, until Wikidata became a mature project, many different attempts happened to try and structure citation data and reference data, and they failed by and large. And so I think today we really have this moment where the technology, the community, other organizations that are acting the same in the same space are really coming together, and they're realizing the potential that we have for building this thing. So Wikisite is basically an attempt to create some best practices and technology and data models around source metadata and citations across the Wikimedia ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lydia, maybe you can quickly introduce us what is actually Wikidata?
Wikidata is a free and open collaboratively edited knowledge base. That's a lot of buzzwords. What it actually means is that a lot of people come together and create a space where we store data about the world, like how many people live in Berlin, who's the current president of the United States, who won the latest Oscars, things like that. And we do this in a language-independent and machine-readable way so that all of the over 300, or nearly 300 Wikipedias can benefit from it, all the other Wikimedia projects, but also other people outside Wikimedia who want to use structured data about the world to build cool applications, visualizations, and so on.
Yeah, it's really a powerful tool, and it's really hooked me and many people when they saw it for the first time. And, well, it has... when did it start precisely?
In 2012.
All right, so it is already... It has some years under the belt, but it's still developed. And, well, we see a lot of applications where it's very useful. Okay, so we are basically using Wikidata in order to store citation information. And I think you said this very nicely during your talk, Dario, that, well, we see a kind of a disappearing of sources out there. Maybe you can elaborate this a little bit.
Sure, yeah. So for a number of reasons, many services that are involved in like providing information to users of the web are often stripping the sourcing and the provenance of this information for a number of reasons that are partly understandable, partly accidental. I think it's a fascinating trend that we need to study and understand. Wikimedia projects and Wikidata in specific, they have a slightly different mission. Obviously, the projects that we're building are a source of open knowledge, but it's a source of open knowledge that puts verifiability and sourcing at its very core. And as a result, there's a lot of attention at the moment in the communities around how we do this thing, how we do, how we represent citations, how we represent source metadata, how do we connect statements that exist in Wikidata to the sources that back these statements. So these are all problems that haven't been sorted out in an extensive way until now. I think that now we have, for the first time, I was impressed by seeing the engagement and the passion and the expertise of all these people coming from different communities and contributing solutions and providing guidance on how to solve these problems.
Yeah, and as a scientist, which I am myself, I think it's very important to have clear, to know the fundamental of a statement that I'm doing in general, so like I know where knowledge comes from. So it's very, very important. Maybe we can, you mentioned this already, people coming from very different backgrounds here. Maybe, Lydia, maybe you can tell a little bit about the event here, so how many people we are and these kind of things.
We are right now 53 people, and from all around the world, people from the Wikimedia Foundation, living in the US, living elsewhere, volunteers who work on the Wiki projects, but also people from other organizations that are working in the same space and supporting this.
Yeah, so example of organizations that are participating are OCLC, data site organization that deals with the way in which we address data sets. We have several people working for libraries and library-related organizations. We have a ton of people working with metadata. We have the awesome folks from ContentMine working at the interface between extraction of knowledge from scholarly sources and the representation of the data about these sources. So it's a pretty diverse community. Like Lydia said, we also have members of the community, so actually Wikipedians and Wikidatans who are familiar with the practices around citation and sourcing. And I think over the course of the past 2 days, we got to know each other, understand like the different approaches we have to the problems, and try to work on some common solutions.
Yeah, right. And maybe regarding the format, I mean, this is I personally really like this. This is rather open format, so we had a lot of discussion. We had a lot of hands-on things, and we are now at the second day of this 2-day event. Do you have already any results? Anything that you think is good, or any tangible things we take out of this?
Yeah, personally, I think there's a lot. I was very excited to see the progress that this group made over the course of just, like I said, 2 days, where the first day was mostly dedicated to understanding each other's perspectives and language. There's one thing that to me is the main takeaway. I mean, we have some very specific initiatives that got a lot of traction. The one area that I think was most useful to me and hopefully to the audience is a clarification of the differences in terms of data modeling efforts as well as expectations between source metadata and citation models and all the implications of handling these two different types of objects in different ways. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me it was really, really useful to hear the different kinds of perspective on very similar problems. And when you, like me, are working as a product manager for Wikidata, you sometimes don't get to hear all these other perspectives, and it make it very useful, especially librarians and how they have done so much of this work before and can share so much knowledge and oh, we've done this before. It didn't work. Kind of lessons. So that's very useful.
But don't reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There are known dead ends and so on.
Exactly. I wanted to add a note specifically from an open science angle, right, given your audience. With one of the groups, we worked extensively on trying to figure out ways in which we can bridge the gap between the amazing research that the community is doing on Zika virus, and try and figure out ways in which we can support that effort. And I think one of the beautiful things that happened is that we're trying to understand how we can consume the literature metadata and integrate this metadata with what we have on Wikidata, and also leverage the community of experts, in particular the GeneWiki community, to basically cross-reference all these sources with the specific statements that we have on proteins, on genes in Wikidata that actually badly need to have some high-quality references. So I think it's a massive win-win, both for the open science community and for the Wikidata community, to bridge this gap.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, and this is the reason why I, as a bioinformatician, are here and exactly want to do this. And I think it's really, really useful for everybody, the Wikipedia community, but also scientists themselves. And Lydia, you said this yourself, I mean, Wikidata shouldn't be a dump, you told this in a talk, it should be a place to dump your data, right? Because this is kind of easy, right? Just taking a lot of data sets and just throwing them in there, but they should be used. Maybe you can elaborate this a little bit with what the strategy is there.
Mm-hmm. So this is very much similar to how Wikipedia works, right? When someone creates a really great Wikipedia article, puts it online, other people read it, great story. But the moment someone comes and vandalizes it, it needs someone else to revert that vandalism and so on. And if this Wikipedia article never gets read, is it a wasted effort? Maybe, maybe not, depending on what the intention of the author was. But just like Wikipedia, Wikidata is a kind of a living organism, and whatever happens there isn't static. You can't put something in and it's gonna stay like you put it in forever. People change it, people use it, people connect it to other things to build useful visualizations, applications, and so on. So there's work involved, and the more people we have who are willing to do this work and who enjoy it, because it's actually quite fun, the better the project gets. The more eyeballs we have, the more cool users we have of this data, the better it is for everyone. Because the ultimate vision of, or the mission of Wikidata is to give more people more access to more knowledge, and only through getting more people involved and can we actually make that happen.
And I think it's very cool about this project is that with very different skill sets you can enter and help here, right? I mean, you can just edit stuff, or you can write stuff to put in data to visualize it, and you can use very different languages. There's just such a broad spectrum of gaps that are still to be filled. I mean, you can do a lot with this, but there are so many things where you can use your creativity and improve the project. I think this is an invitation to everybody to join, right? Okay, what is your future perspective now? I mean, this was a very fruitful event, or it is still a fruitful event. What do you see? What are the next steps? Where should we go from here to, well, in the next time? How should we continue?
Yeah, so my hope was that this event could basically kick off the process of getting people to work on some of the very fundamental questions around how to make this thing happen. In other words, we've all been thinking about these issues, but now we have identified several core issues from modeling source metadata, representing citations, sourcing statements in need of references, to identifying queries that people can want to run on Wikidata involving sources. And I think that there's momentum now in people who know each other and they know where to find support for this kind of work. And so my hope is that this is the beginning of work that will continue beyond the event, include people who couldn't make it or were not at the event, and also lead potentially to a series of follow-up events in the future to expand this effort. I want to say in particular, the the key community, there are some key communities that are missing here or not like fully represented. One is, so from conversations, we realized that there's a strong focus on scientific citations here, and there's probably a big gap when it comes to representing humanities and all the expertise that particularly librarians, but also experts in humanities have about citable objects. And I think the other community that I would like personally to see more involved going forward is a community of people connecting statements and structured data to sources. So the GeneWiki community is a great example, and we'll try and see if we can get them more involved than they already are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it shows how important these kind of events are, that you not only, well, know people from your screen, but really can attach your face to it and know you talk to them, and it's not a psychopath sitting at home and doing stuff. But it's really amazing, and I met a lot of very nice people here, and I'm really, really keen on working here and bringing the project further. And I guess everybody here had the same feeling. So are there any things you would like to add? I think we covered a lot for the short time. I mean, as I said, we're still here, actually still working on this, so we have a small breakout out of the breakout sessions here recording this. So I thank both of you very much for your time and your effort that you put into this and organizing this great event. I hope to meet you soon again, and I guess we go back and continue hacking, huh? All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.